have any of the pictures, posters, do you?
You are now tuned in to
Behind the Sushi Radio.
The hottest underground independent station on Blog Talk. Yeah. Y'all know what it is already. We don't play around when you come on this station. So put your ears to your phone and listen in. Cause it's gonna be another great show.
This is Behind the Scene Radio, radio. You done tuned in to the hottest show. This is Behind the Scene Radio, radio. You done tuned in to the hottest show. This is Behind the Scene Radio, radio. You done tuned in to the hottest show. This is Behind the Scene Radio.
Fall back, but them haters kept pushing. Now them niggas gon' look me. Yeah, it's me on TV. VH1 did own AMC and BT. But no deal, you heard me, nigga? No deal. I click over and call Wayne with no deal. Yeah, I watch dreams in my life, they turn real. Yeah, the love man be so fake, but the hate real. Yeah, fuck it though, long as my niggas is getting that bread. No phone calls gotta be made for niggas to run in your crib. I need me a phantom, same color as a panda. Pocket fat like Santa, show my ass for that camera. Vixen gang that gang, and we been in that gang. Don't forget that name, I hope you hearing me, man. Oh man, I just fucked that up, straight through. No second verse, I ain't doing no second verse. Panda.
Pull your pants down, get your f*** on. Or you could throw stones, you could show hate. Probably mad at me, cause we ain't never date. Never collaborate, cause I heard you like to grab you like a crab in a bucket, let it marinate.
You know what I want to see? I want to see. slide out them jeans. Got me excited, got me feeling like a fiend. Hey, yo, your body like cream. When I slide up on you and I get between the scenes, look at something like a dream. I'm feeling myself, that thing build confidence, like achieving your wealth. They say the body is a temple, I'm praying I get blessed with somebody like you, look, I swear. Hey, she got me open like 24-7, 7-11, and you know this, I'm so focused. And I ain't tripping, little mama, the truth, you dudes know this. Hey,
baseline keep me from going under, I'm faded to own one with the pavement through gone. I'm not recalling which way up is, but that Remy and that Henny trying to show me what the fuck with I'm on.
I'm faded, I'm on, on. I'm faded, I'm on. This Henny and this Remy got me, Henny and this Remy got me. Faded, I'm on, on. I'm faded, I'm on. This Henny and this Remy got me, Henny and this Remy got me.
They think life is just a crutch. Purgatory for the rich. I'm always having questions, got advocating lessons. So many say I'm not worthy, basically say I'm worthless. I refuse to lose talents in my heart. They say I'm heartless, losing people in the process, moving on my will to win. They simply cannot die, just leaking hate like it's ingress. I refuse to read stress, got a prize grip. Put this dope ass with on a reader's digest. God help me change those things I can't. I am only a man, as I write and accept those things that I can't. Running from my past, got me gasping, plus my chest got me panting, thoughts and steps in my head. My mind is starting to wonder, but the calling of that bass line keep me from going under. I'm faded to own, one with the pavement through gone. I'm not recalling which way up is, but that Remy and that Henny trying to show me what the fuck with I'm on.
I'm faded, I'm on, on, on. I'm faded, I'm on. This Remy got me, this Remy got me. Faded, I'm on, on. I'm faded, I'm on. This Remy got me, this Remy got me.
Y'all, what's good, y'all? Y'all already know where it is. Your boy, Kurt N.T. with my co-host,
Nate,
way the fuck over there on the other side of the room. And I got my homeboy, Brock, in the motherfucking house tonight. You know what I mean? He's funny as shit. You know what I mean?
Tonight, oh, hold on. The number is 917-889-9112. Make sure that you press 1. We've been gone for like 2 weeks, man. I had to take a little break and shit. Yeah, you know I mean,
had to recoup.
You know, we, you know.
Old man had to recoup.
Yeah, I turned 35, man. Friday.
Right, over the hill.
Right, I'm over the hill now.
Old quick, man.
Right.
Yo, he got balls out. He didn't even know it. Man. Gray hair coming out the ears.
Man.
Gray hair. I call him Salt and Pepper on top.
Salt and Pepper. That's my nickname now. But anyway, like, so tonight we talking about Batman is holla. Wait, hold on. How the fuck is Batman gonna beat motherfucking Superman? Somebody please explain this bullshit to me. Somebody please. Cause I just don't understand how the fuck Batman.
You already know how.
Well, we know that he uses.
All his shit is rigged with kryptonite.
It has to be.
I say Wonder Woman's pussy is rigged with kryptonite.
Hmm. And they fighting over Wonder Woman?
No, I don't like it.
That's what you think?
But
yeah, we ain't seen the movie. We want to go see it. But, you know what I mean? We don't really have nobody on the line. Fuck everybody, because we back on, and don't nobody want to call in. We got major haters, but I don't give a fuck, because we still going to do our motherfucking thing.
He's been drinking.
I've been sipping a little bit.
Yeah, so he's been drinking.
A little something.
Yeah,
I'm over here with Brock, get my sip on. What is he called again?
Yanglings.
Yanglings?
Yingling, right?
Yingling.
Logger,
yeah. You know what I mean? So we over here. Yeah, you know what I mean? We over here fucking with it, you know what I mean?
Hey, listen, man, just fucking call. Do your thing, man. Give us a couple laughs, and we'll make you fucking laugh, too, man. Stop with all the extra. Don't fall back. Do your thing, man. We're going to be all right. You know what I mean?
And have a beer. And have a beer. So, like, how the fuck is Superman losing to Batman? Somebody call in, get on the line, let's have a conversation. But until then, we're going to go back to the music. We're going to play like 2 more tracks. You know what I mean? Then we're going to come back with the Batman, Superman. Oh, and we have a Kurt N.T. letter for that ass tonight. We need Jay Dirty to call in tonight because he's Jay Dirty.
Where you at?
Yeah, where Jay Dirty at? Yeah, I mean, so we need Jay Dirty to call in tonight because this is something that Jay Dirty would love to talk about. Yeah, I mean, the Curdy and T letter. But anyway, we're going to do the one with the girl and the dude. One made the $500,000, the other made the $400,000. Yeah, yeah. But anyway, so we got that letter tonight. So we're going to be back. We're like two more songs. Yeah, I mean, so hold your seat, motherfucker, real tight. Press motherfucking one to talk to me, Brock, and my co-host, Niecy. The number is 917-889-9112. Make sure that you press one if you want to talk. Let go.
Hey, 4-5.
What up, bro?
Man, they gonna hate us, but it was, bro.
I already know.
Hey, man, free my nigga $8, bro. Shout out to you.
Yeah, we get money living.
Man, I been getting money every day. Man, that paper all I chase. Man, I'm staying out the way.
Why they hating?
Man, I don't know why they fucking hate. Man, that is a female trait. Man.
Mind lately, bro. I'm a good man, but I do a lot of the wrong things with the right intentions a lot of the times, you know. I done found myself and put a lot of shit in perspective and seen what's really real in my life. And the truth is, it ain't much. Shit's simple with me. I mind my business and try to stay out the way of all this fuck shit out here. Cause this shit ain't a game, so I don't play about my life. I'm a man of principles and I ain't breaking them for no friend, family member, or bitch. Straight like that. That's just what it is with me, hate it or love it. Feel my pain.
Don't nobody fucking feel me. Sometimes I wish somebody would kill me. Lot of shit on my mind lately. Lord save me, I think I'm going crazy. Don't nobody fucking feel me. Sometimes I wish somebody would kill me. Lot of shit on my mind lately. Lord save me, I think I'm going crazy.
Motherfuckers say they love me, but I don't believe them. Been betrayed in my past, left my heart bleeding. This all I know, how to be a man and stand tall. I ain't trying to get caught up like the rest of y'all. Every time I turn around, I see a snake lurking. Gotta make mistakes to learn, man, that shit for certain. Talking to God heavy lately, cause my soul hurting. Paranoid, I keep peeking out my fucking curtains. Pouring cup after cup, trying to stay sane. Maybe pop a couple pills to help ease the pain. Don't know what a friend is, so I slide one deep. This shit ain't sweet, motherfuckers too creep. Everybody in your business spreading rumors in the street. Got no time to play the game with these folk, they all weak. I've been guzzling down this liquor, getting throwed all week. Insomnia done hit me, now my ass can't sleep. If you don't know about it, then you best to not speak. Disrespect the main reason why people end up 6 feet.
Don't nobody fucking feel me. Sometimes I wish somebody would kill me. Lot of shit on my mind lately. Lord save me, I think I'm going crazy. Don't nobody fucking feel me. Sometimes I wish somebody would kill me. Lot of shit on my mind lately. Lord save me, I think I'm going crazy.
In the booth, I got a twin with me. Finesse your girl with that belly poppy, but this right here, the Prince Hill in me. Got a bad, she a Jersey girl, but she gon' f*** it like it's Sin City. I'm the old Drake and Lil Wayne, Kanye, Future Biggie with a Lil 50. Shawty sweat me, she all over me, but I don't wanna like Professor Ogilvy. I'm a big n***a and I hit it better, she gon' feel it all up in her ovaries. Call me Nick Cannon, keep them drums with me, all my down and get the funds with me. I'm the type that hit it in the bathtub, so she know I got the red run in me. I'm the one, I am the two, I am the three to the four and the five. The letter Y is not included in the team, but you cannot spell win unless you use it now. My diamond turn the nigga to Fetty Wap. You stare at him too long, you might lose it now. My diamond turn the nigga to Fetty Wap. You stare at him too long, you might lose it now. Fly nigga in a Benji.
Swag it,
Youngin.
Every
since
the youngin,
I was flexin'. Fly nigga in a Benji.
Youngin,
Flexin'. Fly nigga in a Benji. A Benji. Anything you hear me say is for real. Anything I get on, I kill. Supporters, they wanna see me get a deal. They see I'm grinding and one day I will. Driving the whip with no hands on the wheel. Many niggas be watching, they hate on my grill. Whenever I walk, my hand on it still. Cause you went where I'm from and it can get real. No, I'm a dresser, I'm never lacking. Cause I got that heat, it don't get out of pocket. You the type nigga that be in the club when that money come out, it's a hole in your wallet. I'm about to make it, I told you I called it. Don't need a Spalding to say that I'm ballin'. Bitches, they love it when I'm in the gardens. They see me like, oh yeah, that's what you're calling. Niggas thought I wouldn't do it again. Rapping forever since I was like 10, talking that real, I was doing it, did in a minute. My verses don't cost you a bit. Running my city, I'm starting to label your music a libel. You telling the fable. I used to trap out that Mercury Sable. I got to plug my connection like cable, let's get it.
Walk, swag it, death. Ever since the youngin', I was flexing.
Like Jerry Rice on a Monday night. keeping it tight like a virgin. I put your life in jeopardy, especially when I'm perfectly even brain dead. Wishing for intermission when my tongue slips. Mass murder got kids coming up next when I'm done.
Dollar, nigga, can you hang with my team? We got the plug on everything that you need. Money, cars, drugs, hoes, and label me a drug dealer for squirrels. That's the way it goes. Dollar, nigga, can you hang with my team? We got the plug on everything that you need.
I'm breaking bread like thunder, strike you like a match, hit you like thunder. Riding with some killers that are smoking ass on the under. Yeah, I got a problem with a back slap your bitch attitude. Pissing when I'm walking 102 Avenue. Open up shop with the A1 Yoda, no baking soda. Chipped up Motorola, 17 shots at a holder. Ain't no active factors, bottom five like a fire tracker. I keep it cracking in the back like a motherfucking chiropractor. Walnut gangsters and players like Pretty Tony. For my homies, it's about shooting and killing the police. Fuck them all. Devil try to steal my dreams, I cast him out. Point blank ranging you, my dirty like the south. Smother aroma of a pimp in the air. Shock your bitch ass like an electric chair. 17 shots, hollow tips, don't care. I ain't the type of nigga that's gonna be blasting in the air. Walk right up on a nigga and pop and rock right from him like I can do it. Talking about somebody shooting and getting stooped. Give a motor two scoops, motherfucking fruit loops. Coming from my leather, whatever, tie your shoelaces together. Shit, hell, I'm about to explode in the candy road. Talking on the mode, about to hit the road. I don't give a fuck. Pinky fingers, bitch, walnut.
Top dollar, nigga, can you hang with my team? We got the plug on everything that you need. Money, cars, drugs, hoes. Let me a drug dealer for squirrels. That's the way it goes. Top dollar, nigga, can you hang with my team? On everything that you need. Money, money, cars, drugs, drugs, hoes, hoes. Let me a drug dealer for squirrels. That's the way it goes. Top dollar, nigga, can you hang with my team? We got the plug on everything that you need. Money, money, cars, drugs, drugs, hoes, hoes. Let me a drug dealer for squirrels. That's the way it goes. Top dollar, nigga,
motherfucking dollar.
What's good, y'all? You already know who it is. Your boy Kurt motherfucking ENT with my co-host and my homeboy Brock in the motherfucking house. We didn't took a little break and shit, but we motherfucking back behind the scenes. Radio 2016, we taking motherfucking over. We don't give a fuck about the haters. We don't give a fuck about the fans. We just trying to get it. You dig? But anyway,
we love the fans.
We love the fans. We don't really give a fuck about them. But what I'm saying is this, right? My man, C, never had a Yingling before, right? He didn't really let the fuck up. So what I'm saying is this, right? A black boy drinking white beer, kind of crazy, right? So here we go. He's done. That's for homie, Brock. You know what I mean? So the topic tonight is Batman versus Superman. And I said this before we went on the first break. How the fuck is Batman? Ask Aaron. Okay, so we're gonna go to Aaron. We got Jay Dirty in the motherfucking house, all the way from motherfucking Jersey. Georgia. All right, so we're gonna bring Jay Dirty in the motherfucking house. What's up, Jay Dirty? Let everybody know what you're doing, what it do.
Yeah, I mind my business and it do what's happening.
Did you see the movie Batman versus Superman yet?
Bro, I don't really watch TV, man. I read books. I don't really watch TV like that. Or I be on music. I don't really watch TV.
Right. All right. So I know you seen the as a kid. I know you see Batman versus Superman.
Oh, yeah.
I know you seen the cartoon. So from us just watching it as kids, please explain to me how the fuck is Batman even gonna try to fight Superman? Like, what the fuck?
Well, I tell you, I will say this. Yeah, yo, Batman's a G though, cause that motherfucker wasn't scared. That dude's a demigod. He wasn't scared. That's a G right there. That's a G
right
there. He knew Superman was a god, and he still wasn't scared to fight. Yeah, that's a G right there. Yeah, I respect it. He wasn't scared. Yeah, he was going to fuck him. That's a G right there.
Yeah, you should, but for some all reason, right, the phone ain't being loud tonight. Anyway, okay, so, and we got Aaron on the line. Now, Aaron actually seen the movie. So, can you please explain to us, Aaron, how the fuck does Batman fight Superman?
Well, first of all, you have to come to a realization. You have to be real with it. You know, Batman is just a human. Superman is a
right
god. And we all know Superman would destroy him. Batman knows this himself. In the comic books, he said it. There's been times where Superman has been possessed by multiple people, and Batman had to take him down. But, you know, Superman's conscience was still intact. He knew what he was doing. So Batman strategized towards that to get him to come back. But if he was full-on possessed, Superman would kill him in a flash, in a heartbeat. So, no, Batman can outsmart Superman, yes. Can he have ways to take down Superman? Yes. But to actually go toe-to-toe with him and fight him, no, Batman will lose that every day, 6 ways to Sunday. He will lose that fight. So
you actually seen the movie. So how was the movie?
To me, being though I'm a big comic book fan and I love Batman comics, it was a terrible movie to me. It was okay, but it didn't stick to the storyline at all. The fight between Superman and Batman was very short. The reason why they were fighting wasn't even the same reason they were fighting in the comic books. They was jamming a lot of things in there. They threw Doomsday in there that had nothing to do with the fight between Batman and Superman. They threw Wonder Woman in there that had nothing to do between Batman and Superman. They didn't fit the Green Arrow in there because Green Arrow had something to do with it. They didn't fit the Last Robin in there, Kelly. She had a lot to do with it. They didn't fit the Joker in there. The Joker had a lot to do with it. It was a lot of things. Lex Luthor wasn't in the movie. Lex Luthor never created Doomsday at all. Doomsday was made on a whole other planet for something completely different. And he just so happened
right
to come to Earth because, you know, that whole reason he was too, he was indestructible. So they just crammed a lot of things in there just to have an outline for the Justice League movie. That's the only reason why they threw all the stuff in this movie. So, no, to me, the movie was bad. I didn't really care for it. You know, it was just, I was hyped for no reason. And I'm glad I didn't buy it. I'm glad I didn't go buy it, you know, to see the actual movie. I saw it on my phone. So I'm glad
so
I didn't.
So you got the bootleg version.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't waste money to go see it. I've been highly upset.
You would have really, yeah, I would have been. So now that you're telling me, I'm not even going to get it now. Because I
Man, he was made into this. That man made himself into
this. Right.
Right. You know what? That's Bruce Wayne. So fuck it. Bruce Wayne is a motherfucker. Like you said, he's got brains. But he made himself invincible. Superman came that way.
Right. Right.
But don't get me wrong, Batman has stood up against gods before. He has. He's punked Deathside. He's about to blow up his whole entire planet if he didn't let go of
Batman's
Superman.
Batman's a straight nigga, man. He ain't scared of nobody. You know what
right
I mean?
Yeah,
Batman ain't scared of nobody because
he
already knows. You ain't got no kryptonite, you can't fuck with him. Batman?
Pretty much.
You know what I mean? So, Batman, he made himself that way.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, Jay Dirty, we have a Dear Kurt ENT letter that's going to put you on your motherfucking ass today. Because,
oh,
you know, we be coming.
Come on now.
And, you know, we always come up with them Kurt ENT letters.
All right.
And it ain't the shitty one.
All right. I'm just remember who you really asking these, you know, these Kurt letters to. Like, I'm not that, Just you go ahead and ask it, but you already know what you're finna get anyway, bro. Just I might laugh.
Right.
Go and ask it, bro. I'm here.
But this is a good Kurt ENT letter. But before we get into the Kurt ENT letter, let's get to the people on the line. How you been, Jay Dirty? Because you know you ain't been on the road. We ain't had this show in a while. So what's been up with you, man? What's going on with your music? What's going down? Let everybody know. You know what I mean, what's going on?
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Everybody that damn knows me, they know I've been going through a dark spot in my life right now. But lately, though, bro, I've been very focused. I feel a whole new energy in me right now, though. I feel happy for one time in my damn life and feel good right now. The music shit just got me in a whole nother world. And I'm real focused. I'm studying the business side of it, reading up on all types of shit and watching interviews from moguls and all this. And just, yeah, I'm learning the business. I'm trying to get on the road. All that, you know, I'm just focused right now, though. I don't want to give too much away, but I got a mixtape coming out, Drink Sessions, Volume 1, working on it. And, you know, yeah, I'm just in a whole nother level right now. So
and you know we bumped one of your singles, Vice Versa. That shit hot.
Yeah, that Pastor Troy remix. Yeah, man, thank you. I was going through some things that day, but I came home and sat down and wrote that shit in like 30 minutes and just popped it in the...
Yeah, that shit is. I like that one. That's a hot track. So Aaron, let everybody know what you do, man, and get some. You know, if you got a Twitter, Instagram, you know, let everybody know how to get a hold of you so they can contact you. You know.
Well, you know, I'm actually starting the whole producing thing. I'm learning how to work that all out. Basically, working hard. Twitter is Philly Phil. That's pretty much it. You know, I'm out here doing my thing, getting this money.
All right. Anisi, it was something that we seen on Facebook that we wanted to talk about. What was that thing that we seen on Facebook that we wanted to talk about? Because there's been a lot. Oh, hold on.
You trying?
Wait, hold on. No, First of all, did anybody see, because we're going to have a whole night about Cat Williams on Thursday. But before we get to the show, what the fuck is going on with Cat Williams, y'all?
Yeah, he beat his own fuck. He
did
some shit.
Yo, he punched the little boy in the face. He told the little boy to punch him in the face. Yeah, so he can hit him back. But he ended up sucker punching him. And then the little boy... You know what I mean? They roughed him up a little bit, and now the young boy suing him for like some crazy obnoxious amount of money. You know what I mean? But something's going on with Cat Williams, man, and because
he's on the crack. I heard he's on the crack.
I think he is, because if you look at him, he's looking rough, yo. And Cat Williams is like one of the best to me. He's one of the funniest to me.
He's got that fucking dickhead attitude, but
nah, he's not all that funny.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
He's got the dickhead attitude.
You think so?
Yeah, definitely.
So who would you say, let's go to Aaron first, who would you say is one of the funniest comedians that you've heard?
In my opinion, I would honestly say Dave Chappelle. And the reason
now,
why I say Dave Chappelle because of that.
Go ahead.
Now, the reason why I say Dave Chappelle is because I watch all of his stand-up, and he has not repeated anything. None of his skits, he haven't repeated nothing. Kevin Hart has repeated stuff. Cat Williams has repeated a lot of stuff. So, in my opinion.
Yo, my homeboy Brock over here owns. So. Yo, what the name?
Yo, Jeff Dunham is that shit, bro. He's that bad Truman. Yo, he's just fucking hysterical. He's better than everybody anymore.
Now, okay.
He knew.
Yeah. Jay Dirty, who do you think is, like, one of the funniest comedians right now?
Well, really, though, I like Eddie Griffin and Sinbad. Really, I like the older people.
That's why you my motherfucking nigga. Because he said Eddie Griffin.
Eddie Griffin don't write his notes. He freestyle comedy. He don't write shit.
Nah, he's funny as shit. Yo, you gotta like.
Funny.
Yes, he is. Whoa. Okay, Eddie.
He keep it real, though. He keep it real. Like, he really
is. And that's why I like him, because he keep it real. He not really.
Eddie Griffin.
He he's not really.
Andy Griffin.
Yeah.
Really?
Andy Griffin.
Come on, dude's a fucking retard.
He is too a comedian. How you gonna tell me that Eddie?
And he scripted. He scripted.
No, listen. I can't even put y'all in the box, goddammit.
Goddammit! Goddammit! Shut the fuck up!
Eddie Griffin is a comedian. Because he did do stand-up, and he's doing stand-up now.
What?
Yeah, he's doing stand-up now where he's on the tour right now with...
He
does do stand-up. He's from my hometown, so I would know about Eddie Griffin.
I really just like him because he's a G, though, and he's crazy, and I like that because you can tell him the way he act and move, like he really a G. And really people think he be trying to be funny, but he really be educating people on the real, though. He really he be saying some real-ass shit in there, though, but turning it into some jokes and shit. But, yeah, he a G. I fuck with him. And Sinbad, you know, that's an old-school comedian, though, bro. Sinbad, I fuck with his too, though, you know. Yeah, Sinbad was pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah. Sinbad is funny as shit, yo. I would have to.
Sinbad got old school.
No, we're talking about Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby was fucking lunatic. Eddie Murphy was funny. Arsenio Hall was funny.
Nah, I don't know about Arsenio.
Oh, he got that stupid is funny. Yeah, I mean, he got stupid funny.
Yeah.
But he ain't funny.
Eddie Murphy
was
funny. Look, they say I'm drinking. These motherfuckers is drinking.
Fuck it, I don't even care. Eddie Murphy's over. Old Time Hall is funnier than any motherfucker. New motherfucker is Jeff Dunham. Fuck everybody. Jeff Dunham.
Yo,
I'm gonna tell you now, right? This motherfucker got this kamikaze fucking Arab fucking mannequin dude. He talks that ventriloquism shit, right? This motherfucker talk about, yo, look up Jeff Dunham and just watch him on fucking YouTube right quick. Yo, you're fucking ball out fucking dying. I don't care what nobody says. This dude's a fucking piece of work. This dude is fucking comedic as shit.
He's straight.
Jay Dirty.
Yo,
we over here walling tonight, man. We back. Yeah, man. And it feels good to be back, man. It feels real good. Yo, so Jay Dirty, let's play introduce your song, Vice Versa. We're going to play that one more again. So let's play introduce your song, Vice Versa.
Yeah, thank you. But really, it's called a Vice Versa remix, but the song title is called Going Crazy and it's self-explanatory, you know.
Yeah. All right, and it's on Behind the Scenes Radio with your boy, Cody NT, and co-host, Nathan. Here we go.
On my mind lately, bro. I'm a good man, but I do a lot of the wrong things with the right intentions a lot of the times, you know. I done found myself and put a lot of shit in perspective and seen what's really real in my life. And the truth is, it ain't much. Shit's simple with me. I mind my business and try to stay out of the way of all this fuck shit out here. Cause this shit ain't a game, so I don't play about my life. I'm a man of principles and I ain't breaking them for no friend, family member, or bitch. Straight like that. That's just what it is with me, hate it or love it. Feel my pain.
Don't nobody fucking feel me. Sometimes I wish somebody would kill me. Lot of shit on my mind lately. Lord save me, I think I'm going crazy. Don't nobody fucking feel me. Sometimes I wish somebody would kill me. Lot of shit on my mind lately. Lord save me, I think I'm going crazy.
Motherfuckers say they love me, but I don't believe them.
Been betrayed in my past, left my heart bleeding. This all I know, how to be a man and stand tall. I ain't trying to get caught up like the rest of y'all. Every time I turn around, I see a snake lurking. Gotta make mistakes to learn, man, that shit for certain. Talking to God heavy lately, cut my soul hurting. Paranoid, I keep peeking out my fucking curtains. Pouring cup after cup, trying to stay sane. Maybe pop a couple pills to help ease the pain. Don't know what a friend is, so I slide one deep. This shit ain't sweet, motherfuckers too creep. Everybody in your business spreading rumors in the street. Got no time to play the game with these folk, they all weak. I've been guzzling down this liquor, getting throwed all week. Insomnia done hit me, now my ass can't sleep. If you don't know about it, then you best to not speak. Disrespect the main reason why people end up 6 feet. Don't nobody fucking feel me. Sometimes I wish somebody would kill me. Lot of shit on my mind lately. Lord save me, I think I'm going crazy. Don't nobody fucking feel me. Sometimes I wish somebody would kill me. Lot of shit on my mind lately. Lord save me, I think I'm going crazy.
You want to talk shit on him? Oh, wait, hold on. It's your boy, Kurt E&T, Behind the Scenes Radio. The number is 917-889-9112. Make sure that you press 1 if you want to talk with me or my co-host. They both said it at the same time.
Nacy.
Nacy.
She only fetched him from a distance. Block that motherfucker.
Yo. They going back and forth on this shit. I'm loving tonight, yo. It's crazy. Anyway, so Nisi. No. I'll rock like that.
Let me, Jay Dirty.
I need for you to come through. I need for you to come through the phone. Get your Bible and you cross the name. You need phone.
All right, man. Turn to me if you will. We gonna go.
Come on,
no, I'm playing,
come on.
But, hey, y'all
I feel so. I'm conflicted with that.
We doing the Bible is conflicted.
The Bible is conflicted.
Fuck y'all. Fuck both y'all. I believe in the Bible. All right, so the Bible is
conflicted.
God damn, right? I say God damn.
Wait, hold on. We about to break into a whole nother conversation.
Hold on. The part that says animals were created before man, or the part that says animals were created after man?
I believe the part that says Nisi is too conflicted. Yo,
it don't even matter, man. So we try to believe in the New Testament. The Old Testament talks a lot of smack, right? So what we try to say is that the New Testament is a new way of living, right? So fuck Nisi and whatever she believes is. I don't really mean fuck her. She's a cool chick. But what I'm saying is, overall, I mean, she's conflicted, man. So all the people who believe in the Bible, keep believing.
All right, now.
Now, you know I got to say something about this because, you know, this is what I do. Now, we don't want blog talk. Now, listen, before we get into this conversation, Brock, I'm going
to
tell you.
The Bible's tough.
Hold on. Yeah, it is. Now, listen, Brock, check this out, right? Before we start talking about this, right?
The Bible's tough talk about that.
Usually when we start talking about this, blog talk starts acting crazy. Blog talk is what we're doing the radio station off of right now. So blog talk starts messing up. When a nigga hits you, oh my God. That fucking picture is crazy.
Oh my God, you
okay, but anyway. Alright, so check this out, right?
She's sexy too, right? Did you read it? I didn't read it. When
they all in they.
No,
they
no,
yeah,
yeah. When you
hit
on a nigga with a bitch with two fucking black eyes.
Oh my God.
Nothing. She don't know how to listen the first time.
Damn. What did you say to
when
a chick?
When you hit on a bitch with two black eyes, nothing. She didn't listen the first time.
Right. I like that one. He said, "What do you say?" Right, what do you say to a bitch with two black eyes? Nothing, because she didn't learn the first time.
She was missing right. You should have left this ass when the fuck we told you to leave, you dumbass. Right, exactly. Anyway, no, we don't want to have this conversation, Niecy, because Niecy was in an abusive relationship, and you know she doesn't really like talking about it. Right. Right. It was fun, but to her, she'll get in her feelings about it. Let's see. We got 53 minutes left in the show. 53 minutes. Huh? The Kurt ENT letter. But we want to talk about the pizza because.
What the fuck is my pizza, right?
Right, because we're waiting on Domino's Pizza, which is like right around the fucking corner.
Yo, I tell you what, I call Pizza Hut, that ass too. Pizza Hut sucks. Domino's says they'll be here in like 30 minutes or less, right? It's been like 40-some minutes. Fuck them all. You know what I mean? And all I ordered was kickers and a fucking pizza. How fucking long does it take? It takes 10 minutes to order.
I thought they were talking about it before they put the order in.
Right, they was talking about
it. They was talking shit, right? Fuck them. And I'm only going to give them a tip. My tip is going to be like, don't bet on the horses, you motherfuckers. Right? I ain't giving them no cash. Fuck them motherfuckers, right? These dudes charged me $25 and some change for one pepperoni pizza and one order of kickers and a fucking Dr. Pepper. Ain't that some shit? $25 and some change. Fuck them. Fuck Domino's. Fuck Pizza Hut. Whoever I ordered it from, I'm not sure. But we're going to eat that shit, that's for sure, when it finally gets here. But fuck them, they ain't getting shit.
Yo, Brock.
Saying, yo,
they is taking forever, though. So which means that they should take something off, because you could check your phone and see the last time you called them.
Yeah, let me see when I called.
Right, because it'll tell you last time you called them. If it's been 30 minutes or more, you're supposed to get it for free when they say what. Yeah. All right, so the Kurt ENT letter. Here we go.
Calling at 10:13. It's been almost a fucking hour. Almost an hour.
Ooh, hold on. Yeah, it's been almost an hour now. Yeah.
And we told him to not
laugh. Right.
I'm
going to
call him back.
Cancel
the order.
You going to cancel the order?
Yes.
All right. So, Niecy, you got... Well, I want you to explain it, because...
The
one with the girl that had the $400 and they went on the vacation.
She has... No.
You explain it.
Hold on.
No, you do it, because I... Come on. Right. You do it better. Oh, my God. All right. Here it is. How wrong, or is she wrong? She spent makes $440,000 a year. Her husband makes $44,000 a year. She paid entirely for the wedding. She paid entirely for the honeymoon. After the honeymoon, they got back, she bought him a brand new car. Now, her family and her friends think that he's just using her for money.
Yeah.
What do you think, Jay Dirty?
Here we go. I really don't think shit, because it ain't really my fucking business. But since I'm being asked, I guess I'll give y'all this. Like, if he got him a sugar mama, I don't care. Like, I want me one of them. Like, I don't, that's cool. As long as, I mean, shit, he making money too. So, I mean, if she don't want him to buy shit, that ain't his problem. No fucking, you know.
My whole thing is, how the fuck do her family and friends know what she's paid for? That should be their business. She's wrong for telling everybody what she did pay for. She's stupid.
Here you go, Kurt.
All right, so what did Jay Dirty answer?
Yeah, he got him a
shoe.
Who's
this? Right. Now, the whole thing was that she was making way more than him, right? So the question was, who was wrong? Him not paying for the wedding, or she going and telling her friends the whole situation?
Ready? Totally relevant. Ready? Here we go. A woman never told her life story. And this is a true story. Never told her life story to the man she was going to marry. Told her dude,
all right, when it was time to get married, said, listen, we're going to have a private plane come and pick us up. Didn't tell him the private plane was their private plane. All right. So the grandma shows up in a private plane, being her private plane. He had no idea she had money like that. I mean, it ain't a little bit of money. I'm talking about billions. Right? So they were about to get married. Dude called the wedding off. Dude did. Because he didn't want to feel like he was looked at as the scoundrel. And I felt that was admirable and respectable. You know what I mean? He was like, nah, you scammed me. You schooled me and you played me. Like, you didn't tell me you had that kind of money. And now I don't want to marry into that. I feel like, what's your opinion?
What's your opinion about that, Jay Dirty?
On that situation, bro, I mean, like I said before, and look here, if a woman want to marry me and she making bands like that, but I still got my own hustle, and she want to take me on a motherfucking private plane somewhere, that's gravy. That's nothing at all. Because anyway, I don't trick with bitches no damn way, but if I'm married to you and you want to take me on a private plane, dude, I'm in there buckled up with a, yeah, come on. Yeah, don't. I ain't asking for it, motherfucker.
Right.
You want to damn do the shit, that's on you. I ain't asked you for it. I got my own hustle, but if you want to do it, I ain't going to stop you. I love the finer things, and I'm trying to get them. Nah, listen, let a bitch pull up on me with a private plane for my next married. Shit, I'm like, look at them. They don't understand.
Yeah, because the chick on this situation, she was making $440,000, and he was making $44,000. So... She was making way more. Right. He was only making 10% of what she was making, which is like a big fucking difference. Right.
Well, can I be honest
right.
with you though, Kurt? Really though, bro? Like if you got a woman like that, bro, that's spending money on you like that, bro, you're supposed to eat that box clean every night. Or at least 3 times a week. Eat it clean. And then you're supposed to break it off. You're supposed to break off proper. If she's doing all that, though, you got to give up. Yeah, you got to clean the plate. You know what I mean? Break the rod off. Clean the plate and break the rod off. For at least 3 times a week, maybe more if she with it. But, yeah, blow it back out. You got to give her something.
Right. And you should. If you don't, then something wrong with you.
Yeah.
Something wrong with you if you ain't breaking off in her.
I'm going to be honest with you, though, bro. If Biff got that type of damn money, I'm trying to get one of them $100 bills and rub it on that pussy. No money tastes good to me.
Oh, my God. Ain't that? Did you hear what Jay Dirty said? Say it again.
I said, if I had a bill with that type of damn money, bro, I'm going to rub one of them $100 bills on that pussy and eat it because I love the way money tastes. So when it got them vitamins on it, it's going to look here. I love that. Little bit got that type of money around me. I'm eating it with a $100 bill.
Very special.
Very
special. We all know that.
But I mean,
ain't your birthday coming up soon, or did it already pass?
Oh, mine was on the 21st, and it already passed, man.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, yours was on the 21st. Mine was on the 25th.
Okay.
Yeah, it just passed. His birthday was Monday, and mine was Friday.
Yeah, my birthday.
Well, happy
Monday.
Yeah, happy late belated birthday. You know, I've been kicked off of Facebook, so.
Yeah, bro. Same to you though, bro. You know, boy, 23 now. Nah, you know, you're young and gun.
Right. I feel 21 sometimes, and then other times I feel 75.
Boy, you like 102, boy. You know, you got very good.
I'll let you know next time.
Hey, listen. I just wanted to ask you a question. How much did you charge for
12 tickets? Damn. Motherfucker, pizza tastes good. It's got a little spice to it, too. Got a little. It does? I never really realized it.
Hey, y'all ain't shit for that.
Shut up! You eating the spit, too, nigga. Anyway. Alright, so we're gonna play the next track. It's Killer Dell King, Talk Heavy. It's my boy. We just had him on the show a couple weeks ago. He's a part of the Trap House Battle League. This is Killer Bill King, Talk Heavy. Let's go.
I was a train nigga, they fronted on. Now they ass was front. That's why I grin and keep it pushing. No words to jump. Them niggas talking petty money, man, that's not enough. I'm trying to build it up. Money pussy still enough. Started with something small and then start picking up. Clientele rolling it, so I had to sip it up. If it ain't about no money, then I ain't picking up. Whole few ain't stuck in the fuck and then gotta deal with us. I just take my shot, I double lie on in a school bus. Look a lot of him, baby girl, you can't fool us. I'm down with the money team, ain't weather when that suit sucks. When it kinda beef, I chop it down like it's coca. You can act tough, but really got no guts. That thing that I'm clapping, it's giving out focus. Matter of fact, a hot top fade when not blaze. I remember days I couldn't get paid, now I'm straight. Cause the block doing numbers, Puerto Rican parade. If Poon kept it straight, fuck it, he get a raise. This is for my niggas that still getting they trades. I stay husky, brushy, getting they ways. Grind is what I hear on my mind when I wake up. So when I set down, I got plans to get this cake up. Hustlers get prepared for the pay cuts. Cause the Zeeber niggas go and let me get mine. A block get taped up, huh? That's simple shit, but I mean it. Cause a lot of niggas talk a lot of bread, but never seen it. So I grind all with my boot soles to the semen, scraping every goddamn gram out the pot till I clean it. Safe bags for the fiends I get sorts from. That's it, butter, bust a bundle for my poor done. Support my rap career, niggas gon' support something. Cause if my niggas can't get at this money, they gon' short something. We grind from the bottom, just to make it to the dirt. We devise a plan with grants, but it seem to never work. Money handle a lot of crime, so get the set up first. Stack it before you end up with a jacket or a hearse. Lawyer fees, legit business. A lot of niggas end up lifeless before they get with it. And if you find a steady grind, you better stick with it. Mine was weed into the coca leaves for them big digits. Subs and dope jobs and coke if you let us smoke PCP. Cause niggas who sell those letter boats, I get bread. I don't like the brag, I don't love the boats. That's the rhyme, I give it to a law. Try love you first, protect me in the dunya while causing all this fitna. Conserve my brain cells while I'm bluffing all these dippers. A lot of rap niggas who talk shit. We get for selling they souls, but the records they get sold for these niggas for what? But they don't even make it going gold, so I'm good if they book me anywhere in Philly doing shows. But I can step out of the state, but gotta answer the parole. Can get more money for these bars than that coca for the low. Homie said you talk a lot about tell where it ain't hard to go. Where these niggas rapping nowadays, said it ain't hard to blow. Lot of nights, a lot of talk about bricks and so and so's. Rapping like you in the mix with niggas you don't even know. A lot of ignorant talk that got the youngest riding. Go ahead and be fresh as hell while the fast watching. Me, I stay low key. 4.5 on the OZ. And triple up my money going OZ. Free men, nigga. Huh? Free Snoop, nigga. Talk heavy on them. Red light, we talk heavy on them.
It's your boy Curtin T behind the scenes radio. Numbers 917-889-9112. Make sure that you press 1 if you want to talk with my co-host Niecy. Had to step out the room for a second because you know they doing their little thing. We're going to cut this show short tonight because I don't want to waste people's time and I don't just want to be talking about just nothing. You know what I mean? So, Jay Buddy, go ahead and give you shout-outs on what you thankful for, man.
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out on Nobody. That's my partner. Fuck my Facebook, fuck my Instagram, fuck my Twitter. If you want to find me, you can find me at www.fuckallyall.com. If you can't find me there, you can find me at www.leavemethefuckalone.net. If you go down about 5 miles and make that first enough, that's where you can take that bullshit. Fuck everybody, but God bless everybody and all that.
Yes, sir. Whew, fucking door just shocked the shit out. Niecy.
We cut the show short because I don't want to be wasting people's time and just talking about anything. So go ahead and give your shout outs.
Oh no, don't press nothing. Hold on. Back up.
So just go ahead and give you shout out to what you think.
Shout out to everybody that called it, everybody that's going to download it, everybody who listened to online. I'm thankful for my grandchildren, my oldest 9-month-old, my 2.5-week-old, and the one that's coming in July for my 4 heathen children, for slightly inebriated Kurt. I think that's it.
That's it. And this your boy Kurt NT Behind the Scenes Radio, man. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow to High Standards Radio with the host Gooby the Baby Man. It's going to be real crazy. We bringing back Billy the motherfucking Kid. We bringing him back to the show. We got RDC going to be battling Pockets. We got Billy the Kid. He's battling somebody new that's brand new to the show. We got King is battling some new guy. I don't know. It's going to be some real crazy battles tomorrow. And make sure that y'all tune in tomorrow. And we out this bitch, man, because I'm trying to get on this beer and this motherfucking pizza and enjoy my motherfucking self and try to get to the store and get me some cigarettes before the store closed. So y'all have a good night. Be blessed. Thanks, Jay Dirty, for calling in like always, man. Big shout-outs to you, man, because you always calling in and supporting. You know what I mean? And you ain't got to, but you do it anyway. You know what I mean? So big shout-outs to you, man. And we out this bitch, man. We out. I'm chilling for the rest of the night. All right, so everybody take care, man. Oh, make sure y'all send y'all new music in because we got all new music on the switchboard, man. Something happened. I don't know how the hell, like, 2,000 songs got erased off of the switchboard, but some kind of way, some sort of way, in the last 2 weeks, almost 2,000 songs got deleted off of the whatchamacallit. So we got all new music on here, and I'm downloading all new music. Any artist that want to send their music in, send it to bhindthescen@gmail.com. Make sure that it's MP3 formatted, man. We ain't taking nothing else. No YouTube links, none of that bullshit. Only MP3 format. We got this event coming up August 19th. Man, it's going to be real crazy. I'm not even going to mention the people that's going to be there that I'm bringing to the table for all these people that's going to be there. We just need for you to show up. You show up, we going to show out. Believe that. All right, so y'all take care. Have a good night. We out this bitch. Peace.